Looking for more segments from NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas? Another great segment is coming up. It's The Nursing Show. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. I'm here with Karen Keston, and we're going to be talking about certification. Before we get started with that, though, just a little bit about yourself. Maybe tell us about your background.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I grew up in a household full of healthcare professionals. My mom was a nurse. My dad was a physician. My sister's a nurse. My niece is a nurse. So it was pretty easy for me, I think, to choose my path. Going forward, and when I was in nursing school, I just fell in love with the intensive care unit rotation I was on, and that started me on a path of many years in critical care nursing.
Excellent. And you became passionate about certification in critical care nursing. What kind of set you down that path?
You know, when I was a brand new graduate nurse in the intensive care unit, I happened to join the American Association of Critical Care Nurses within a year of starting my practice. And I found that they had the resources that I needed in order to have the knowledge that I needed to deliver excellent care. And it was through the AACN that I learned about certification. And it wasn't for 5 years of practice until I actually sat for the certification exam. And it was through a networking group of other nurses who wanted to study for the exam as well. And we formed a study group and a support group, so to speak, and that sort of spurred me on. And then after that, it was mentors that I was so fortunate to have in the field of nursing that provided opportunities for me moving forward to end up working as I do now as chair of the Certification Corporation, chair of the board for the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. And that had many opportunities led me on this path.
And let's just kind of sidetrack here, because you talked a lot about AACN and the importance that it served in leading you on this journey and connecting you with people. And I think sometimes people don't realize the important role that being a member of your professional nursing organization can play in your career and in your life, and just the lifelong friends and contacts that you make when you come to conferences like this.
Absolutely. And no matter whether I worked in Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, I joined the chapter, the local chapter for the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and they often had prep courses and materials available and encouragement and recognition of certification, and that provided me with opportunities. And my mentors taught me that the thing to do is to say yes when those opportunities knock on your door, not to hesitate, but to say yes. And even if it doesn't look like something you're sure you want to do, give it a try.
Definitely. Who benefits most when a nurse becomes certified in their specialty, and specifically in critical care?
Well, certainly patient safety is in the forefront of our mission for the Certification Corporation, and certified nurses benefit patients and families for acutely and critically ill patients and families. But secondly, their employers benefit greatly. A lot of employers are looking to achieve magnet status or maintain magnet status or achieve beacon unit status. And for that, it's important to have a certain percentage of professional certified nurses that are on staff. And thirdly, the nurse herself, himself or herself, gains greatly from the self-satisfaction and increase in self-confidence that comes along with being certified.
So what's new? Maybe what's on the horizon for certification in with the AACN? What do you have planned?
Absolutely. There's a lot going on in the industry outside of nursing with regard to certification. You may have heard some talk about micro-credentialing and badging in other fields, and that's an area that we're surveying the landscape on and thinking about how we might evolve in our certification industry. And in addition, how to actually demonstrate continuing competence. For example, if you wanted to renew your certification, what would that take? Do you have to practice? Do you need to demonstrate skills or perform skills? Could it be beyond just a knowledge exam? Mm-hmm. So looking at your skills and ability and how we maintain continuing competence.
For that nurse out there that's saying, should I certify or not? What's your advice to them? What do you say to them to encourage them, but also get them started on the right foot?
I would say to think about this as a journey rather than an end point, and think about how much knowledge you're going to gain in going on this journey to prepare for this mark of distinction of excellence, and how it's going to make you feel about the way that you deliver care to your patients and to their families, and that it will bolster your self-confidence and self-satisfaction with the job that you're doing. You'll have that knowledge of knowing that you're actually delivering care that's evidence-based, and you'll feel like you're really continuing that lifelong learning journey. And so I would say go for it, you know, but plan ahead, set a goal, and provide yourself access to the multiple resources that are available through your professional organization, such as AACN.
Final question, are there any particular resources from the AACN that you'd like to share about certification?
Certainly, the website is a wonderful place to go to access practice test questions, to access the test blueprint, to access the outline of what's on the exam, and resource materials to help you prepare for that. Courses are offered at chapters all over the country. If you do better learning, you know, sitting in a classroom or listening to a speaker, or you can purchase DVDs for prep courses. You can purchase textbooks through our bookstore that have lots of practice questions. And so they give you the rationale for what's the right answer, what's the wrong answer, and really forming maybe study groups if that's what works for you. It depends, everybody learns differently, but perusing the resources that are available and choosing what's right for you.
Excellent. Well, Karen, thank you so much for chatting with me and sharing this with my audience. They know I always talk about certification and professional organizations as an important part of a nurse's career all the time. So they're certainly glad to hear about it from somebody else other than me.
Absolutely. And you couldn't do better than the American Association of Critical Care Nurses for top-notch resources.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from NTI 2017. We're in Houston, Texas this year. And I want you to also look back on this channel for other segments like this one with some great information about critical care. Thanks for checking out this segment. I want to thank our sponsor, Physiocontrol, for their continued support of The Nursing Show and helping us get to NTI 2017 in Houston. Remember to thank them and head over and check out all their amazing products that help you provide better patient care wherever you are. You can find them over at physio-control.com. And don't forget to check out all the other segments from NTI 2017 over at nursingshow.com.